Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
What happens if I put this through?
Hut, hike. Hello, Olivia. How are you?
Hello. Good.
I was playing that. Do you know what that song is I just played there for you?
Am I supposed to know?
Since I told you earlier, yeah. I gave you a cheat sheet.
Yes, I know what it is.
Well, what is it? You had Halloween candy.
Plastic Jeebus.
Jeebus. Yes. Plastic Jeebus by
Homer Simpson.
Billy Eibedal.
Same thing.
Plastic Jeebus by Billy Eibedal. He actually released, it's a funny video, you should see it. He stands like a little up on the dashboard, and I think it's more of like a novelty song. So, how much candy did you take in from Halloween?
Maybe 2 buckets.
There, see, the song's talking to you. You said 2 buckets, are you sure?
Maybe.
Are these like a bucket? Is this like a 5 gallon bucket you get at the hardware store? Pretty darn close.
Maybe 3 buckets.
Is that like a continuation of everybody together?
Maybe.
I don't think
I
it's maybe.
I got like 1 bucket.
One bucket. That's a lot. So what's this piece of hardware you got here?
I think it's called a laminator.
An laminator?
Mm-hmm.
If it's
a transformer.
You know what it would be called if it was if it eliminated what you laminated? It would be an laminated eliminator. Or would it be an eliminated laminator?
Eliminator.
Say that twice, 3 times fast.
Eliminator, eliminator, eliminator.
A laminator, eliminator. Or what if it was it would laminate what it was you were putting in there, and it would illuminate it, and then it would eliminate it. So it'd be a laminator, illuminator, laminator.
Through without any lamination on it.
I have no idea, but those are your production notes.
Could we try?
Maybe after.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you want the world to know? How have you survived the time change, daylight savings time, back switch back?
Very good.
Really? Does the hours don't mess you up too much?
No, but I went to a party on Sunday.
Tell us about it.
The experience was horrifying.
Why was it horrifying?
Well, it was a long time ago.
It wasn't a long time ago. It was like maybe 3-4 days ago.
Oh, no, I'm talking about my backstory.
Oh, your backstory. Okay, the B side of the story. Tell me the B side of the story.
It was when I was about 3 years old.
3 years old, okay. Riffing on something already.
And I saw my first clown.
Ooh.
I scared and I screamed and I ran.
Why? Why did the clown scare you?
Because it just looks weird. It has a nose that squeaks and goes, honk, honk. Normal noses don't do that. See, mine doesn't do that.
No, but if you squeeze it hard enough, it will. You'll squeak.
Anyways, it had this weird makeup on.
Yeah.
Somebody does not know how to use makeup.
Or this clown doesn't, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the pin? You lost the pin already, didn't you?
Dang it, I had one simple task.
One simple task. You lost the pin. Oh, you found it? Okay. All right, so. You know what my favorite clown was? My very first clown?
No.
It was a clown named Rusty Nails.
Rusty the Clown?
No, not Rusty the Clown. Rusty Nails.
Krusty?
But here's the backstory. Like you just said, the backstory. Rusty Nails was a clown from the Alpenrose Dairy up in southwest Portland, Oregon. Okay? Matt Groening, who is from Portland in Springfield, okay? He grew up with Rusty Nails also. And it is the loose interpretation of what Krusty the Clown is based on.
Yay! Krusty the Clown! Did you know that the Simpsons were, like, originated in Portland?
Yes.
Because they have a Welcome to Portland sign. And people think it's me. But I was like, no.
No, it's not.
It's Portland, Oregon, because all of the green there.
Yeah, and Matt Groening went to Lincoln High School. And he...
That's an actual high school?
It's a not well-known... It has a credited art program. It's in downtown, but it's like in the northwest part of Portland.
On the news, there was this lady. She went to a library and it was a Simpson book. That
yeah.
The guy who created The Simpsons, he was drawing Bart and on his skateboard when he flies through the air. And And it was signed.
Yeah.
So this lady found it, and it was so old
that... Worth anything?
Yeah, it's worth like $4 bajillion.
Well, do you know the Springfield Elementary School is based on a school in Portland?
Which is?
I believe it's called Marshall Elementary. I went to visit it once, and I'm gonna go visit it again. And I took pictures of it, but I lost the pictures, so I'll have to go take pictures of it again and show you. Oh, the struggle, are you gonna say, aren't you?
Why can't I just drive her walk up there?
Because it's in Portland.
Well.
And you're in LV. You are in LVX, it's in PDX. Oh, the struggle, isn't it? All right, so let's get started. What's our first word?
Wait.
Okay.
So I was telling about the clowns, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, clown.
So I was at the party. There was a clown. A scary one.
Scary clown.
Scary one.
Oh, my goodness.
Creepy, scary one. He was in the kitchen, and when he walked in, there was the dining room over here.
Still waiting for the clown.
With all the food. And then here comes a clown.
Finally, the clown. Don't look at me in that tone of face.
Okay. So, when I walked in, just pretend there's hair.
Okay.
And then the clown was standing over here. On his phone.
Clown on his phone.
And then I came in with all my other family. We walked in to the kitchen. I saw the clown.
Okay. Boom, and there was clown.
I freaked out. And then I was like, I was staring at my mom, which is sitting right here.
Okay.
And I ran up to her and I said, Mom, there's a clown. She's like, it's okay, it's not gonna hurt you.
Keep going.
And so what my brother and my sister did, just to annoy me, they were like, come on, you're going to go see the clown. And started pulling me over.
Right.
And so I got like right about here until I broke free and ran all the way.
Over here.
And met some of my friends.
Okay.
Playing beer pong. Soda pong.
Soda pong, okay.
And then I went back inside, and my friend was standing here. Her name's Kenzie.
Okay.
And so I met up with her. We took some selfies.
How does this all fit to the clown?
You'll see.
This is turning into a C and D story.
Draw it. And
you need that and the pen. Good.
Anyways, so I was with my friend Kenzie, and then I told her that there was she's like, I'm hungry, you want to go get food? And I was like, yeah, let's go get food. And so, you know, that one chair out there that's like,
yes, the lone chair
right here, this one.
Yes.
He was sitting there, and the food table's right smack dab there.
So you got a clown between you and the goal of the food table.
Yeah, so I went over there with Kenzie, and she's like, come on, let's go. Don't be afraid. And I was like, I have every reason to be afraid. And she's like, is there a clown behind me? Because she's afraid of clowns, too. And she's like, the clown got up. We ran! We ran from here to all the way to here, and we ran out the gate. To the front.
So you have a phobia of clowns.
Yes! And then the clown thought it was real. My brother and sister thought it was real funny to go tell the clown to come chase me around and do whatever. And so
I would have done that.
The clown got up, went to the front, and scared me. I ran back into the gate right here, and then he went around and went back. So I ran around and went to the dance floor and started doing the whip and the nay-nay. And then the clown started doing the whip and the nay-nay. I ran out to the street, so I got so scared.
Bizarre clown.
I ran out to the street, and I sat down, and then I got up because my brother and sister came out, and my three friends were there, and they were like, and then, because Kenzie was inside, she was looking for me because I was running all around, and she
right.
was running. And so one of my friends were like, thought it was really funny to go get the clown and have him chase me down the street.
That's not good.
So the moment the clown came out, and right. he looked at me, he was like, and then he started laughing. I was running, like, as fast as I can down the street, because we live, like, right around the block.
Right.
So I ran And he's like, he got like this close to me, and he's like, I started running even faster. I ran down the street, all the way to, down the street, all the way to my house. And I was like, and then Kinsey came out.
Okay.
And I like walked back, and I was like very like
out of breath.
Yeah.
Startled, scared.
I was hysterical. And then Kenzie, she ran down to me. She's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "That clown chased me all the way down the street, and I ran to my house and back." I was, she's like, "Yeah, let's go sit you down." And
she, I think you should sit down.
And then she's like, "Oh," I started panting, and then the clown disappeared somewhere.
Yes.
And so I went outside to go get some food and chips. And she got me like a styrofoam cup. She got me a styrofoam cup.
For defense.
A styrofoam. I was shaking. I was literally shaking out of fear. And I kept chewing on that cup. I was like, ah.
I believe you.
Pretty soon there was just like the bottom of a cup. And she's like, and then Kinsey turned around. And that was like 2 minutes. And Kinsey turned around and she had food. And she's like, "I gave you a cup to get water or juice." And I was like, "I can't give up." But she's like,
"You turned the cup into a saucer."
And then so she got me a styrofoam cup full of chips. And so I started to, so I was like, and then she turned around to go get me some other food, some like a sandwich. And so I just chewed on the styrofoam still. And then she's like, "I gave you a styrofoam cup full of chips to eat the chips and not the cup." And she's all like,
stress, this pressure.
And so,
and the moral of the story is
that pretty soon the clown got really, he felt bad, and he saw me crying in the corner because I was shaking still while I was crying, and he's like, "It's okay, I'm just someone's dad in a lot of scary makeup." I'm like, "I know, you're just really scary. All clowns have makeup." And then like, he's like, "Do you want to hold my brain?" I was like,
"No."
No.
Did you know there's a real name for the fear of clowns? Ringling Brothers and Barnum's Bailey's Phobias.
Well, I have that.
I just made that up.
Well, I have that.
But there is a real technical name for it, but I just made up a pretend technical name. So you suffer from Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's Phobias.
Uh-huh.
The fear of clowns and circuses.
I like circuses. I just don't like clowns.
Just don't have the clowns there. Okay. But Krusty the Clown doesn't count.
No.
Or Rusty Nails. Oh. Mine's Rusty Nails.
Krusty the Clown is okay.
Okay, Olivia, what is our first word?
Shake.
Shake.
And so mine is, have you ever went to the South Point?
To the what?
South Point.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever went like by the movie theaters?
Yes, that's the only place I've been is the movie theaters.
There's a, have you ever been to Shake and Steak?
I've never heard. I've never been to Shake and Steak, but I'm familiar with it. Did you?
Shake. I used to call it Shake and Steak.
Shake and Steak.
Like, I want my shake before my steak.
I would want my shake before my steak. What?
Mouse crawling the window.
What? All right. Steak and Shake. What about it?
Yeah. That's all I really have. Ish.
I think of Taylor Swift's songs, "Shake It Up," or "Shake It Off."
I don't like that song. Songs.
It's been done to death, but she should make some more songs like it.
Yeah.
What's her next word? Mm. Where's the list, Olivia? Yeah. You know, you are making this a real struggle today. Cross it out.
It's,
what's the next word?
Paper.
Newspaper. What do you think about newspaper? What do you got to riff on that?
I don't read the newspaper.
Of course not. You're a kid that's not born with a newspaper.
But I like how spies, they cut like that one specific spot out that has to always be a rectangle, and they look through it like no one's gonna see.
Are you talking about Spy versus Spy?
I don't know.
Do you know what your Spy versus Spy, do you know what Spy versus Spy is?
No.
Mad Magazine? It's a black and white cartoon, one spy versus the other spy, and they always get hurt or blow each other up.
Mm-hmm. That's like that mouse and that cat.
Which mouse and cat? Tom and Jerry?
No.
Well, which one?
Scritch and Scratch.
Oh, Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah.
Well, what were you going to say, Scritch and Scratch?
Yeah.
Itchy and Scratchy. Love Itchy and Scratchy. I wish Itchy and Scratchy was a real cartoon.
Is it?
Well, it's a cartoon within the cartoon of The Simpsons.
It should be a real cartoon.
It should be. I always like the way Itchy gets it on Scratchy. All right, what's our next word?
Daring project.
Daring project. Have you done any daring projects lately?
I've exploded a volcano.
Tell me about exploding the volcano.
Well, you have to fill the cup at the bottom with some baking soda so it just fills the cup. And then you put red dye and then you stir it around so it's kind of thick and kind of thin and kind of crispy. And then you pour vinegar and it explodes.
Oh, that's where it goes pssst, and it's, you're expecting to see all kinds of excitement and it's really kind of a leftover pyre firecracker.
No.
It's kind of lame.
We kind of like put some special stuff in our volcano.
Ooh.
So it was like, boom! It splattered like all over the teacher.
No, that's a good way to have a daring project.
But we wanted to do it, like put like pop rocks in it.
Did it work?
We tried it. We put like pop rocks in it. But like some of them were like too soaked with that. Too soaked with vinegar, so when it got out, it just like kind of like bleh. But like some of them, like when it exploded, it was like, and then you heard this loud on the floor.
Now, do you know the urban myth about pop rocks?
No.
If you hate pop rocks, take them in your mouth and then drink a can of Coke, it'll make your insides explode.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to Mikey from Life Cereal. But that's just urban legend.
See, I'm not urban, though.
Well, it's urban legend as in it's a story that's told over and over that gets carried around.
Oh, so it's you heard it from the grapevine.
I heard it through the grapevine, yes.
The grapevine lies sometimes.
The dancing raisins.
What?
You don't know the dancing raisins?
No. What raisins dance instead of its raisin brand? What?
Well, I guess the dance follows. What's our next word?
Know-it-all.
Know-it-all. Do you know any people who act like a know-it-all?
Well, I do have a twin that looks exactly like me and acts exactly like me and has the same name exactly like me. And, yeah.
Is that possible?
Yes.
And how do you...
Because I have two parts of me. That is my good side, my other good side, and my not-so-good side.
Ooh, the evil side.
No, not evil.
The Sideshow Bob side.
Yes.
Sideshow Bob. Not Slideshow. I said Sideshow Bob by Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next word?
The CMA Awards are on tonight.
You going to watch them?
I think so. Are you?
I'm not going to watch them, no. I use the CMA Awards for a hashtag today in Instagram.
Do you like music? I mean, CMM?
I like some. I like country music that has a get up and go to it. I don't like the sleepy, whiny, my horse died, I'm gonna cry. The train hit my truck and I don't know why. Well, yeah, you left the truck parked on the tracks, dummy. That's why the train hit it.
I like slow, and then, like, I don't like the stupid ones where it's like,
do you like Garth Brooks?
I don't know.
Alan Jackson?
I like Blake Shelton, but I don't like the one song. It's like, you know, Kids Bop, how like everyone has to sing together.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, hey.
They ruin it.
Yeah, and it's like, they know this was a child station. And then, like, in the middle of Blake Shelton's song, you just hear like a Kids Bop, like, hey, hey, hoo, hoo. I don't like.
You just ruined my song.
The song. And then, like, my favorite song, I have three. Girl Crush. I don't know what the other one is. And then there's another one called House Party. Because the Girl Crush is like, I got a girl crush. It's my grandma's favorite song.
Okay.
And then one of my favorite songs is, we'll have a house party, we don't need nobody. Turn the TV off, bring the boombox in. And there's another one, it can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to play. It can buy me a anyone take down with some silver bullets.
So what I'm getting here is you like Blake Shelton.
That's from Blake Shelton?
Well, that's what you said.
Nuh-uh.
Well, who's it from then?
I don't know. Well, he has a really good song. I don't know. It's just like, I don't like it because it has the Kidz Bop. It's like,
you shouldn't even listen to Kidz Bop. Wait, do you know I saw Alan Jackson 3 times?
I don't know who that is.
And tall Trees?
No. One of the newer ones?
Not really, no. But he's still around. All right, what's our next word? Or do you want a sound?
Sound!
Shall we do some quickie, and this is your new segment called, instead of Q&A, it's quickie and answer.
Sure.
Let me get up the music here, because you know we got to do it this way. Oh, don't you me.
Well, I'm going to
Why are you going to me?
Because I want to
Yes, you.
This is
And that's the beginning intro music for Quickie and Answer, because Olivia Quickie, I know you do. I don't doubt that one bit.
She's all like, okay, if 5 parentheses x plus 10, what does that equal? And I was like, I know, I got it. And then she's like, yes. And I was like, 5x plus 50, which equals 55x.
So I was right. I knew theme song for you. Or intro. Anyway. All right. So we're going to spin the wheel first, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, look at the one it landed on. Okay. You're going to like this one. You think you're going to like this one?
I don't know. Am I?
I think you will. As soon as I got it queued up here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Olivia, you were singing along with that. What is it?
Hong Kong Phooey.
What is Hong Kong Phooey?
Well, I think he's a janitor.
Yeah.
That's like a superhero thing.
Right. What does he do?
He fights crime.
And what's his catchphrase?
I don't know.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Try to control yourself. Calm down.
I feel like I've seen that show.
You probably have. I bet you have. Because you've got a lot of knowledge about cartoons.
Well, there's another one.
For only having been around for a little while.
He's a janitor and he turns into a superhero.
That's Hong Kong Phooey.
But he has a dog.
He is a dog.
He's a dog.
Yeah. Kind of like a
sidekick that's a dog?
His sidekick is the secretary, April O'Neil.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Okay. All right, so, do you want another one, or shall we do some more? Let's riff another word, and I'll give you another sound, okay? What do you mean, ugh?
What's the sound?
We need to riff a word, and then we'll do another sound. We'll do a sound and a question.
Stop.
What is it?
Bathroom stop.
Bathroom stop. What do you got? Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa, he always had to go for a bathroom stop. And this was a time when we were kids. My mom was driving us. I think we were going to the feed store to get grains for our goats. Food for the goats and stuff. And my grandpa goes, I gotta use the bathroom. So my mom pulls over, and we all go running into the bathroom. And for some reason, some kids got in there and just threw water all over the place. And so my grandpa's in there trying to figure out how to dry something off, like the toilet seat. And everything's just covered in water, wall-to-wall water. And my grandma finally goes in there and opens the door and looks at him in there trying to figure out what he's doing. And water on, she goes, "What did you do, man?" So he got accused for putting water all over the place. What you got for bathroom stop?
Well, it's not really a bathroom stop, but it's like that annoying thing that every kid does in like a commercial. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we
like Bart and Lisa?
Well, if you would look at the signs, you could tell you when you're there. Or if you had a GPS.
You know what we should make you do? A Simpsons theme podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I'll cue up all kinds of sounds. Before we do a Grease podcast. But do you have your answer? I want to ask you a question. Did you come up with the answer yet for the connection between Grease and Back to the Future?
No.
Have you talked to anybody about it?
No.
Are you going to talk to anybody about it?
No.
Why?
I don't get it.
Okay, so you don't want to do a Grease theme podcast. Okay.
No.
Really?
I like the Simpsons one.
Okay, we'll do the Simpsons. But still, you should find out what the connection is between Grease. Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah!
Christopher Lloyd, who played Dr. Emmett Brown in Back to the Future. Right? Give me a right.
Right.
Jeff Conway, who played Kinnicky in Grease.
Our friends! They went to the same school.
They were on a sitcom together, a TV show for 7 years.
Am I supposed to know what a sitcom is?
It's a situation comedy. It was a sitcom called Taxi.
What a struggle.
Oh, you internet kids.
Didn't have any taxis in it.
It did have taxis in it. In the beginning.
That brings me to taxes.
Taxes?
Yeah. Yesterday was election day.
It was not.
It was.
Where?
Canada, I think.
Okay.
Can't forget about the Canadians.
I'm trying to forget about them.
So I was watching this show. It's called Billy on the Street.
Billy on the Street.
Yeah, and he had a guest show. And there was a hole in the ground.
Hole in the ground?
Yeah, and some lady, she tripped. And Billy turned around and she's like, and Billy was like, "Are you okay, ma'am?" She's like, "Yeah. Now I know that my taxes I pay don't actually go to the ground."
That is funny. Paying for the potholes.
Yeah, they don't fix them.
Okay, so I promised you another sound now.
Yes.
We got to spin the wheel, though.
Where do you get that wheel sound?
It's a big wheel. I just carry it with me everywhere I go.
Wait, no.
We got to spin the wheel to see which one you're going to get. Don't you know that by now? Here we go. You ready? Are you ready?
I guess so.
Here we go.
Hong Kong.
Heavens to hilarity! This is it, sports fans! Participants, even! Television's greatest array of stars! Laugh Olympics! Presents the round-the-world triple team competition between the Yogi Yahooies, the Scooby Doobies, and the really rotten ones! The players are on the field, in the stadium, even! So let's get on with it! Laugh Olympics!
Welcome, sports fans, to the All-Star Laugh Olympics.
Okay, Olivia, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, Olivia?
It reminds me of that one SpongeBob episode where...
Oh, they're like the big band at the end of the show. I remember that.
No, that one. Not that one. It was Patrick, SpongeBob, and Plankton.
Yes, I remember.
And there were like something about ice cream and... Like, they had their bodies in, like, perfect shape, and they were, like, you know, he was all shaved. He didn't have any holes. He was like, "Now he's going for the fudge dip," and he jumped off a diving board into a thing of fudge, and he's like, "Ta-da!" And then he's like, "That was a perfect fudge dip," and then Patrick didn't, he, like, missed it. He was a star, so he's like, "Oh, here's for the star popsicle," and he flipped. He was like, "Ch-ch-ch." So he's like, that's a perfect flipping star.
And what do you think the Laugh Olympics was or is?
Where, like, all the cartoons get together and they have a...
That's right. It was all the Hanna-Barbera Olympics, all the Hanna-Barbera comic cartoon characters, and they did a show called The Olympics, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you video someday.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of video to show you, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got one more. It's not a sound, but we'll give you another word, and then I'll give you the question after I spin the wheel.
Gig.
Gig. What do you got for gig? Ooh, can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Giggity-giggity. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Quagmire from Family Guy.
Who? The bear?
No, Quagmire from Family Guy, the neighbor.
Family Guy,
the other creation on Fox.
Oh, I really don't watch Family Guy.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I think
obviously you don't.
No, I watch like American Dad and Futurama.
Okay, well, same universe.
No, actually Futurama lives in a different universe than us.
Oh, technical, are we?
Yes. Okay, I was walking home, and there was a van, and on that van, it said Geek Squad, and there was two of them passed by, and then my sister's like, hey, didn't you miss your bus? I was like, I didn't have a bus to catch. She's like, that's it. You're part of the Geek Squad. I'm like, what?
You know that's a real company, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, they go around and repair people's computers. They're based out of Fry's Electronics.
You know, I thought Fry's was like a fry factory, like where you get to have different types of fries. So I went there for my first time at Fry's with my mom, and she's like, we're at Fry's. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to eat all those fries. And she's like, what fries? What? And she started laughing. I was like, well, they're going to have curly fries. They're going to have wedges. They're going to have straight fries. They're going to have skinny fries. They're going to have fat fries. They're going to have fries with ranch. They're going to have fries with barbecue. They're going to have fries with ketchup. And then she's like, no. Fry's is an electronics. So I was like, there's not a fry company.
But Olivia, you make a very good point that I like. You want to go get some fries? Let's go to Fry's. So I know there's a food court, I think, at Fry's, but I don't know if they sell fries at Fry's.
That's messed.
That's the question of the year right there. Do they sell fries at Fry's?
You know what?
Road trip someday.
Okay. So I was watching this Vine.
Hypothetical
know.
Road trip.
Vines are stupid.
Vines are stupid.
I think they've had this before. I think I told you this before in two podcasts. And it was all like, if Staples have Staples, Dick's must have. I just like stopped it.
Stop right there. Yeah, stop right there.
I was like, where did they got kicked out of the store? And I was like, in your face.
You deserve it. All right, so what's our next word?
Dang it. Spoiled food.
Spoiled food? What's your encounter with spoiled food?
I have two.
Two?
First one.
Then me, then you again.
Then, like, you know how sour cream? I was like, why would I eat sour cream if it's already sour? That means it's old and spoiled and moldy.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's just sour. So I was like Sour Patch Kids? Like that kind of sour? She's like, yeah, that kind of sour. So I didn't know it was supposed to go in like a burrito. Or something.
You're right.
Like so I took a whole spoon. It looked like whipped cream. And I was like, I could have just like. And so I took a whole spoonful. And I was like. I was like. I took the spoon. And I was like. Doesn't it taste good?
Or how about sour cream with chives?
What is that?
Chives are that little green colored kind of like lettuce.
I want to see if I could spell it. See?
So my spoiled food is, I remember I was in grade school and we had a batch of spoiled milk come in. And it was lunchtime. Everybody drank. It wasn't real spoiled, but everybody drank it. In the class of about 30 kids, we got sick. But it was about 2 hours later when we started to hit and our stomachs were hurting because of the spoiled milk. And it was time to go home. So we all went home and they kind of didn't tell our parents anything. It's like, oh, I don't feel good. It was because of the spoiled milk that we had.
You know what?
What?
It wasn't like second grade. It was the weirdest thing. It might have been in a dream. People thought it was in a dream, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
And it must be important because you take your glasses off.
And So weird. Like, I guess something happened with the food. Like, we have lunch tables. This was, like, in kindergarten. And I just saw people around me just, like, since those are, like, they're like this. They're like
right.
Those things that you can fold like this. Like, that you can fold up.
Mm-hmm.
You
know those? Yeah. Things?
They were just, like, falling backwards. They were, like, they're so if they're sitting like this and they're on the table, there's, like, nothing behind them to support them.
Right, it's a bench.
Yeah. And they were just falling straight backwards. And I started freaking out. There was, like, a lot of kids just, like, going down. And so...
down and down and down.
Yeah, and so, like, everyone started freaking out. Like, everyone was, like, all calm. But all the teachers were picking up the kids and bringing them to the nurse. And I started freaking out. And I was, like, I don't know what to do. I was, like, I don't want to go backwards. So I just go backwards. So I just... My friend's like, no, don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. And then she was like, and then like a minute later, she goes backwards. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So I ran out in the lunchroom. And so like they have doors that go out of the lunchroom into the field because like we use the gym as the cafeteria.
We do too.
And so it was like, I ran out. And then like, if you run out the doors, there's like a big field. We rent laps in for PE. I ran because like, the other school shares a field with us.
Right.
Because it's one big field. And I ran to their school. And I was like... and then, like, you see, like, a big thing of, like, three teachers running at me. I'm like... and I just sat there on the floor. And then they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, I'm okay. I just don't want to be in there. People are going to get me sick. And then I'm going to get sick. And then my whole family is going to get sick. And they're all going to go backwards. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. Just something was wrong with them. And I was like, what was wrong with them? I don't want to go back to school.
And that's how you get spoiled food.
And it was like, it was so bad. There was like so many people just like falling backwards. It was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Panic at the disco.
Yeah, but they never found out what it was. They just sent everyone home. It's like, okay.
Okay. Should I spin the wheel again and get you another question? This one's going to be a question.
Yes.
I'm going to spin the wheel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that. Okay, it landed on the question, a sample question, okay? All right, here's how it goes, okay? You say, but Mom, why? And then your mom says, because I said so. The question is, why is it because your mom said so?
Like, why? Like, I don't get it.
You know, you ask your mom for permission. Oh, Mom, can I have some Halloween candy? No. Mom says, no, you're going to ruin your dinner. And then you say, but why, Mom? And then Mom says, because I said so.
Well, why do you say so?
Why does Mom say so? Why does Mom have to say so?
Because she's older than you, and she's bigger than you, and she's tougher than you, and she's taller than you, and... she gives you food, she gives you candy, she gives you everything that you need, and then you want to eat candy, and she'll give you candy if you be good. That's how you get it.
And that's why, because Mom said so, right?
Well, and because her brain told.
Her brain told her?
Yeah.
Her brain's bigger than yours? Yeah, nodding your head yes?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. So, what's our next question?
Restrictions...
Restrictions?
I don't like restrictions that much.
Why?
Well,
what's your most unfavorable restrictions?
And our mom has to check our Halloween candy before we eat it. But then I was like, why? You don't have to. And my mom was like, but. And I was like, can I have some candy? She's like, no. And I was like, why? She's like, I have to check it. I'm like, why? Because I said so. And I was like, oh my God. And then, like,
stop. Did you hear about what happened? I think it was in either Chicago or Philadelphia.
No.
A bunch of candy, this was in the news, had like razor blades and needles in it. That's why parents have to check your candy.
And I found out like a day before Halloween, and she's like, you know, come over here, kids. She was on her Facebook, and she's like, you see this? You see this? It was like, she was like, yeah, that's Smarties candy. And she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is, Mom. I know my candy. And she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, Mom, it's Smarties candy that comes from a bag from the store. She's like, well, people can buy it. And it said, kids do not eat, contains drugs. And so she's like, this is why I check your candy. I'm like, oh, I didn't know some crazy people would do that.
Oh, yeah, crazy people would do that and have done that.
So, like, every, like, we opened the Smarties, and there was, like, the bones, like, the exact same ones they showed on the screen.
Yeah.
And there was, like, little, like, we knew the Smarties. We were like, okay, well, some people will say, okay, this is good to eat because it's a big brand.
Right.
But there was, like, little ones that looked exactly like, but they had, like a gloss over them that were in little bags that people can make.
Ew.
And so I was like, yeah,
Smarties are those little tiny like sour
chocolate
packs.
Ones. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not eating this. And then she's like, good, you made the right decision, throw it away. And I threw away the Smartie ones too because, like, I don't like eating chalky candy because that's really easy to put drugs because drugs are really chalky. Like some of the drugs are. Really
yes,
chalky.
They are.
And you could just easily just like put some on there. And so like some people, like me and my brother, we smoke Smarties, which you like crush them up. Mm-hmm. And then you inhale them, like, and then you breathe it out, and then you still get the good taste, but, like, you get smoke out of your mouth.
It was You're so silly.
And
the candy residue.
Yeah, and like, so, we don't do that with the Halloween candy, though, because we're not allowed to, because we don't know if it has.
Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got some Critiques Eats for you today.
Oh, yeah.
I got Critiques Eats for you today, Olivia. Quickie, because I know you like pumpkin spice stuff and everything in between. I got something for you to sample today. Give us your opinion on.
Well, it says Kellogg's Mini Wheats sponsor.
Sponsor, sponsor.
It says it's pumpkin spice.
Or pumpkin spice Mini Wheats.
Just looking at the box here, it has like orange stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
Like a little white. This looks okay.
Time to reach into one.
Limited edition.
Yes.
Let's see the calories here. Total fat.
Just open the box and try it. You don't act like you're concerned about fat.
What is
No, you're not.
Zinc? I thought it was ink.
It's zinc.
When I was little, I just took off the Z. Mom, this has ink in it! I'm gonna eat it.
That's
he like crossed off. She was like,
"There, the ink is gone."
She's like,
"Open that bad boy box up and have one. Let's get your opinion on it."
Did you try them?
I have not tried them yet. No.
Then why are they open?
Because they were given to me.
By who?
My friend Liz.
Yeah, like.
A good friend. Don't worry.
Hold on.
Give me one. I'll eat it first if you want me to. That's actually really good. It's like candy, but
not
crunchy.
No poison in here?
No poison.
Mmm.
No. It doesn't taste good. I don't think you should have any.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, no, I want one.
Oh, no, I want one.
That's what I thought. Have one.
Okay.
It's actually good. It's crunchy. It's like candy. This would be a food that I would eat on a hike. What do you think? I'm eating a second one. Come on now. Why are you so dramatic when it comes to food? Would you like to try
it?
You
want to
try the pumpkin spice?
It was already open before you got. I don't know if she put
it. It was given to me.
Yeah, it's
a I didn't get it from a guy on the freeway.
You could have.
I wouldn't do that. And if I did, I'd let you taste it first. I'm kidding, Olivia. Take a bite. Come on. This is your Critiques Eats segment. Oh, thank goodness for the magic of editing. What do you think? Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Well, you gotta talk.
It really doesn't have that pumpkin spice to it, though.
But it does have a little bit of a candy flavor to it. At least it's not candy corn. Candy corn is disgusting. So would you serve this to dinner guest?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give it to kids for trick-or-treat?
Mm-hmm.
Would you imagine putting that in a kid's trick-or-treat bag? Just a handful of granola or mini wheats? So, pumpkin spice mini shredded wheat is not good, is it?
So, not really. Like, when my friend...
Yes?
for Halloween. She went out trick-or-treating. She got, like, the weirdest things.
Like what?
She got a dog treat.
A dog treat?
Yeah, like a bag full of dog treats. She got dog food. She was dressed as a dog. She actually looked like a dog, but she got dog food, dog treats.
What an insult. She got
baby wipes.
Baby wipes?
Cough drops. She did get soda, so
I don't know. I think that's kind of fun to do because it's just out of the ordinary, like a hand wipe.
Granola bars.
That's a good idea.
I like some guy gave me shortbread.
Shortbread?
Yeah, you want to see it?
You don't need shortbread. You're not tall enough.
No, I'm going to show you the shortbread
here. Okay, okay, I'll pause.
I'm going to try it.
Aren't you lucky? You're going to try the shortbread? Okay. You got $2.50 shortbread.
Yeah. Pretty expensive.
And you know what? I'll help you sample it, too.
Okay.
All right, so Critiques Eats Part 2?
Mm-hmm. Always has to be a plan B all the way. I was watching the Social Security thing for the president, how they make his cars, and
You mean the secret police?
Yeah, and the Social Security. What?
Well, not the secret police.
The Secret Service.
Secret Service, yeah, thank you.
And so I was like, he's like, there never is only a plan B. There has to be a plan all the way to Z.
They do, yes.
And I'm like, oh my god.
Even if it's unwritten, plan Z, run like hell.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay, wrapper.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mmm.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. What do you think of it? Another thing you probably don't like, right?
Tastes like my sister's cooking.
Oh my god. There's a lot of butter in those. Don't give them to your dogs either. It's an acquired taste.
I'm gonna go throw these away.
Okay, go throw them away.
Gotta go out the door.
No shortened bread cookies for Olivia. Where's better? Alright, so what's our last word? We're gonna riff on.
Mind your manners.
Mind your manners. Do you mind your manners? What do you get from mind your manners?
Well, my friend Lonnie, there's this kid.
Yes.
And she's like, use your manners like a good little girl would do. And
is Lonnie a he or she?
She.
Okay. Lanny. I'll say Lanny.
Lonnie. But her actual name is Melalani.
She's Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so, she's like, use your manners. I started laughing because she's always like a teen. She's never like that.
She's not a good spirited person like you.
No.
No. Clear answer on that one. No. Okay.
And she's like, use your manners. I was like, you act like a baby. She's like, she started laughing. And was like, hey, you're acting like a baby. I was like, oh my god.
Makes me think it was I was in fourth grade, and our teacher would say, mind your manners, watch what you say. And then we would look at our teacher and do this. We would go, okay, teacher, I'm looking at my words. What should I do? Watching my words. Do you ever do that?
No.
It's fun to do.
Mind your manners, like, I can't mind my manners. I can't actually take my mind out and put them where my manners are.
Yes, and does anybody ever shake your finger at you and go, mind your manners, young lady?
No. Like, when someone gets in trouble in my history class, there's this guy. He goes,
oh, that is the silliest thing. I hate that thing.
And then he goes like this if he's got really big in trouble. He's like, stop. That's annoying.
Very annoying.
I'm like, well, you want something? You want something?
All right, so I'll give you a choice. We'll stop now, or you want to do one more word?
One more
word for the road.
Do we have another sound?
I don't think I have any more sounds for you.
At the end, can we listen to Kung Fu Fooey? Hong Kong Fooey?
Yes, we can. Or we can use Hong Kong Fooey as our outro song. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Or should we just do a word, or just go Hong Kong Fooey?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey. So, this has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, E-Ticket Riffing with Olivia.
Woohoo!
Cookie, who's had the sugar has kicked in. All right, here we are, Hong Kong Fooey.
enough. From the drawing this rat piece to put the with the whole fat booty jump.
Next time. All right, real quick. Do you know who did the voice of Hong Kong Phooey?
No.
It was a really neat actor. His name was Scatman Crothers.
Like Itchy and Scratchy.
Like Itchy and Scratchy, but Scatman Crothers. All right, this has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Say goodnight, Olivia.
Good morning, good night, good afternoon.